The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. I hope everybody's having a wonderful morning. 7:05 and 34 seconds after the hour. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll start off today by saying good morning to our producer. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Sue McLean here, keeping you company.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, and it's going to be such a beautiful day today. I can't wait.
It is going to be a beautiful day.
Yes, and we've got quite a bit going on the roads this morning.
Well, okay, so, what's happening on the roads, and then Linda can give us the weather.
Oh, okay. Well, this morning we do have northbound 273, a lane closure at Placer Street. So if you're in that area, they have utility work going on. Also, from 0.3 miles north of South Bonneview all the way to Cedars Road, they are doing some road work. They've got some lane closures. So if you are in that area, also in Shasta County, we do have work being done on Interstate 5. If you're heading north, 299 towards the coast also. And it looks like, once again, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Good. Welcome. That's great. Okay, great news. Sunny today with our highs of 61. Very excited about that. Clear evenings. It's one of those beautiful days. Very crisp outside. Super chilly, though. Our lows 41. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 64 and our lows of 44. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 68 and our lows of 46. And Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 68. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 47, and Sunday mostly sunny. So we're looking for beautiful weather ahead of us throughout the weekend, just perfect for St. Paddy's Day. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, we have our Sons of Italy with us this morning. Let's put that little microphone down there in front of you, dude.
Yeah, we have Steve Delbin with us here.
Hey. And, well, good morning.
And I'm trying to get my arms around the Sons of Italy having a St. Paddy's Day dinner, okay?
That's right.
Is there going to be, like, real good marinara sauce on top of the corned beef?
That's a good one, Carl.
Okay.
absolutely. Very
okay.
Good.
Well,
we're going to start. We're going to have corned beef and pasta.
Well, we went last year, and it was super cool because you had, you have the Enterprise
Starship,
the dancers, they're working out the routine,
right.
they're presenting the routine, lots of kids, lots
right.
of full band, it's a
music.
Very cool night, and then, right. of course, your corned beef and cabbage, your tradition.
Great.
All right, so go on, let's hear all about it.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Steve, and I represent the Fraternal Order of the Sons and Daughters of Italy in America, Shasta Lodge 2453. I'm here to invite everyone to our delicious annual St. Patrick's Day traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. This is our annual fundraiser for Reading Dance Group, the Enterprise Starship. If you are lucky enough to ever get the chance to watch these young men and women perform, it's quite a treat.
Okay.
Page two. Turn the page, okay. Page two.
If you ever had a meal from the Sons of Italy, you usually don't go home hungry.
No, not at all.
Right.
And lots of love and attention goes into every detail. You guys, do you have more?
Well, I've just...
Okay, finish your paragraph.
Well, if you have a chance, if you show up at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Lodge, it's located at the good old Grange building on March 16th at 5:30. Cocktails, dinner at 7, and the address is 4850 Cedars Road.
And you can take that right off of 273 south.
273 north or south, get off right. at Kenyon and go west. So first stop sign, you can't miss it.
There you go. Kenyon and then Cedars, and you can see the place. And get off that piece of paper.
Yeah,
I'm going
right.
to reach over
just,
and smack
I've
you,
got
Steve.
The fly, I've got the flyer
right here.
Right
here.
That's right.
Okay. I understand that he had to, you know, this. It's early.
Get it all in.
It's early, and it was a way for him to present himself.
Right. Yeah.
Good morning.
The price is $20.
Okay.
And
But I tell you what. You get a full dinner. There they have an open, not an open bar, but a bar there that you can imbibe beverages, adult beverages, green beer. And then Enterprise Starship just put on a wonderful show.
And you know the ladies make some wonderful desserts.
Oh yes,
you have some homemade desserts that happen there. If I'm not mistaken, I thought there was some green. You had some green fun desserts last year.
Well, we do the hors d'oeuvres, things like that. Well, we make sure the Enterprise Starship gets taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they have their little treats. They stay hydrated with lots of water.
Right, right.
A little bit of mint ice cream and some cookies for them, and they enjoy.
So $20, and so let's talk about
dinner and a show.
Right, dinner and a show, fantastic. And what do you want to do on St. Patty's Day but be there at the lodge over there off of Cedar?
Yes.
Okay, located on Cedar.
Correct.
Tell us, give us about a quick spiel on Sons of Italy, what your organization does, where these funds are going towards, besides covering some of the food.
Well, correct. This is the fundraiser specifically for the Starship Enterprise. They use it for their travel expenses, helps with their uniforms if they need them.
Right.
Because they go all over the world, from what I understand.
Right.
So it's one of the big fundraisers that we do.
Fantastic.
Now, if you've ever been to the Paisano Days at South City Park here, or it used to be in Anderson, Welcome Home Veterans, they do a free meal over there.
In fact, that's coming up here shortly. Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans and Welcome Home Veterans.
Correct.
And it's
correct.
A meal over at the Veterans Hall here on Yuba Street.
Right.
You guys support so many different great causes.
We try what we can do. We've got, we're always in the community. We're always trying to help needy organizations. My calendar would give you a calendar of events.
I know there's dozens.
We've got something going on almost every month.
Well, let's focus on this one. And what we're trying to do is we're going to give away tickets this morning, too.
Absolutely.
You've allocated a few tickets for our listeners.
Yes.
And if you're looking for something to do on St. Patrick's Day and you want to do something where you know that you can make a donation, right, because you're getting the tickets free and it's for Enterprise, Sons of Italy, you team up and you do so much for our community. This is a perfect opportunity for you to go out and have a wonderful evening. So two tickets?
Yes, and it is Saturday the 16th.
Saturday the 16th. Okay, perfect. Even more perfect. And so give us a call right now, 605-4567, for two tickets for the Sons of and Daughters of Italy, St. Patrick's Dinner, Saturday, March 16th.
We went last year, and it was absolutely fabulous.
Cocktails start at 5:30, dinner's at 7. You're not going to go away without a fun night that you really felt like you're a part of something special.
Yeah, and put some of those potatoes in your pocket and take home for the next day, for St. Patty's Day, and you can have them with your corned beef omelet. You ever had a corned beef omelet?
Not my thing.
Well, but I tell you what, here's the thing about a corned beef omelet. You have to drink a lot of green beer the night before. And, I'm going to have that leftover corned beef, make an omelet out of it. Yeah. Maybe I'll put some cabbage in it.
We do have a caller. We should have Sue come on and tell us who our winner is. And, you know, that's what it's, we're getting ready for that time of year. I think St. Patrick's Day brings us into complete celebration of spring and green and the luck of the Irish and four-leaf clovers. And it just gets into, now it's going to be Easter and we're getting ready for all that good stuff. You know, spring is in the air.
That's right.
Not only that, but I can get out my Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirt and wear around town.
That's right.
That was a little embarrassing. That was a little embarrassing when I was down there by the Good News Rescue
Mission. Nice green shoes that I haven't worn yet.
We'll have to go out and polish off the shillelagh before we go out.
Shillelagh.
Hey, we're here with Steve Delvin.
Isn't that like an instrument?
No, that's the stick that you carry around. You whack people with.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot,
Steve, for being here.
And we'll remind people about this. We've given away the tickets for the dinner.
And who do we have, Sue? Who called in?
Congratulations to Jana. She is our winner this morning.
Jana, Well, come on in and get those tickets there for your Irish, St. Patrick's Day event.
Yep. Okay, Steve, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, have a beautiful day.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the Luck of the Irish Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and Pam.
Yeah,
you know what?
Thank you.
Martin could be, he's a tall guy. He's too tall for a leprechaun, but my gosh, he's funny. He's just a great guy. You know, I could see. Can you see? Couldn't you see Martin in Ireland over there at one of the pubs?
Oh.
He would fit in anywhere.
Martin and Pam were such a trip. Now, before Steve leaves, if you can by reservations, you can call Steve at 224-9524 or Carol D at 241-43424 tickets.
That's right.
All right, so we want to make sure. Now, I bet you anything that's not your handwriting.
It's my secretary's handwriting. Oh, thank you very much.
You know, you can tell
anyway, Alliance Heating and Air, we have, give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. They are the only ones that we let touch our heating and cooling systems at our house. And there's a reason why. They are just simply outstanding. Alliance Heating and Air. 7:15 in the morning. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
2nd, 23rd, and 24th, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate. 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Real people, real winners.
Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year?
Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime, because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime.
Playtime.
All the time.
All the time.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Out of my dreams, Good morning and welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio here, 7:19 in the morning on the 13th. Oh, my gosh, snooze and a little leprechaun will come over and just put your eyelids up and realize that March is over. That's what's happening. I haven't even had a chance to put my toes in the clovers yet.
Toes in the clover?
Not yet.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, Reading. I wouldn't go to another place in town to buy a gun or seek advice. They are just so good. The customer service is just outstanding. Locally owned, locally operated, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Veterans, you also get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We're here with UPrep.
All
of UPrep is in here right now. There's, you know, there's hundreds, hundreds here.
UPrep, you guys are, first of all, an amazing institution.
And
yes, absolutely. Always quality kids or quality young adults. What do you want to call it?
Adults.
Young adults, Americans, or future of America come through here. And we're always pleasantly surprised. So today we're here to talk about one of your new plays coming up.
And we're here with Mark Cohen, who's the director, and James McDaniel, who plays Dr. Chumbly.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
This is radio. Do not nod to me.
Okay.
We talk. This is not the stage. Okay.
So shoot. Let's hear who goes
Mark.
First.
Mark. We want Mark. We want the director.
Director.
Oh,
Cohen.
Director. Indeed. Yeah. I guess this is what I signed up for, isn't it?
This is what you signed up for, son.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, the show is Harvey, as a lot of you might know from the 1950 movie with Jimmy Stewart. We don't quite have Jimmy Stewart, but we've got a fantastic actor, Ethan Rappaport, who's going to be playing Elwood Dowd. The show opens this Friday at 7 o'clock, and it will be at the David Marr Theater Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, every showing at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Now, if for people that don't know what Harvey is, because they're younger generations like you, they may not know what the story's about. So
the story is about a man who his best friend happens to be an invisible 6-foot-tall bunny rabbit, or 6-foot-1.5, I believe it is. His sister.
Let's not forget that inch and a half.
His sister is a bit of a socialite, so she's constantly entertaining, having people over, and trying to find her daughter someone to marry. The problem is he's constantly bringing this rabbit over and introducing to people, and they think that their family is crazy. So she tries to get him thrown into a sanitarium run by Dr. Chumbly right here.
Yeah.
Dr. Chumbly finds out that Harvey can be very useful to him, and he tries to exploit Elwood for his own good.
Well, wow. Okay, Chumbly. You want to talk a little bit about that? How do you prepare for a part? Is this a villain?
It's the closest thing to a villain, I would say.
And this is James McDaniel, by the way. He's playing Dr. Chumbly. So is he a true villain, or is he just somebody that's greedy?
I think he's very human, you know.
Oh.
But he's certainly profiting in certain ways off of the situation.
And self-interested. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
for his institution.
He's trying to further himself through the use of the Harvey. I've seen the movie, so it's not fair to give away the ending here. So, but this is a classic and has been people were doing this back when I was your age on the stage.
Oh, it's been done constantly.
Yeah.
And I just saw a recent review for a Broadway production of it saying it's amazing how the play hasn't aged one bit and the humor is still so current. Mm-hmm. And everything flows, and the pacing of it is like something you'd see in the modern theater.
Did you have a make-believe person or friend when you grew up?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to our actor.
Yes. Yeah.
You did? Okay. And was it a thing or a person?
It was actually kind of hard to like. You know Hobbes from Calvin and Hobbes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. So do you still think about Hobbes?
No, it's been a long time.
Okay.
It's not a painful memory, but it's not one that I've brought up very often.
Okay, no, it's okay. I think when we're children, we're still so clear.
You know, your friends are listening to this.
Clear when we're children. Let's get real clear. Let's be serious. When you're children, you're childlike, and you don't go, before you go into puberty and you feel like you're judged or you're judging, or those things that happen when you become a certain age. But I love that whole innocence of a child. And so this movie is about a man
it's
who
almost,
just,
yeah, and it's like
he's childlike. Yeah. He's innocent. Yeah. There's nothing. He doesn't think. Well, why wouldn't you? Why do you look at me like Harvey's right there? James Stewart, I want to cry when I think about his performance.
Oh, yeah. No one can do that voice that he does.
Wow.
That well, you know?
So tell us a little bit about you, Mark. You're
Mr.
the director.
Cohen.
A little bit about myself.
Yeah.
My life history.
A little bit.
As young as you are, it shouldn't take more than a minute.
It shouldn't take long. I was born in Red Bluff, California, and then I came up here for high school. Or actually, no, I came up here in sixth grade because UPREP goes 6 through 12. And recently I've started to be interested in directing films, things like that. And I have a pretty good relationship with Elizabeth Johnson, who in the past was director. She runs the whole drama department. Uh-huh. And we decided, you know, maybe it would.
Is that a teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
We decided maybe it would work out well if I directed it. And she helped us out. She helped us out a heck of a lot to get the show going, and I'm enjoying it. I'm loving working with the actors. It's fantastic.
So is it okay? Here's a classmate who's directing you, James. So do you ever just like, dude, or do you even say dude? Maybe you don't say dude. Anyway.
No, it's almost easier to work with because, you know, it's speaking peer to peer, and you can kind of understand where they're coming from more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that definitely helps with getting the play going.
Well, you know, we have Alex Woodward with us also. Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
How are you? Now, what part do you play here, Alex?
I play Dr. Sanderson, and I'm the assistant of Dr. Chumley at the sanitarium.
So Chumley, we've decided, is not a villain, but he's kind of uses other people to get himself further ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of moral ambiguity.
That's one way of putting it.
Okay. Now, you say you got a scene here, right? Are you two ready to do that or not? If we could just continue talking,
yeah,
that's
could,
fine.
Yeah, if we could continue talking.
Okay, let's just do that then. Okay, Alex, what got you into acting?
Well, I've always liked it as a little kid, and I never actually performed until as a freshman I did the musical. And for the first 3 years I did the musical, I wasn't able to do the spring play. But then this year, it just everything lined up, and I could do it, and it was just great. And so, yeah.
Yeah, what got you into it? What got you into it then, James? Your acting.
Oh, well, I was in the spring play last year, and it was pretty fun. And since, you know, Mark was directing it, and it was a fun play, I decided to come on in and audition, and I got Dr. Chumley.
You fit the part. I don't mean that as an insult. You fit the part very well.
I'm large and 57 years old.
Exactly.
We have here our the head. Mm-hmm. Of the drama department. Just push James out of the way, or the director there who says that he says he owns you. Mm-hmm. So
the pseudo honcho.
The pseudo honcho.
It's Mark now.
So tell us about, you know, this, you know what? You always bring in a quality production. These kids are just outstanding.
I have great material to choose from. The kids who are interested in theater at UPREP are broad and engaged. They are just a joy to work with.
Well, did you just see the article in the paper about a Shasta High graduate who is now in the movie? He's with, I think, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's playing right now down in at the theaters. But she's a graduate from Shasta High. Her last name is Zoll. And she was, she's hitting the big time down there in Hollywood right now. It's today's paper. You might want to check that out. But it shows you from Shasta High School to Shasta College to Hollywood. And she looks like she's doing a good job at it.
Has Mark talked to you about his vision?
Not yet, but you know what? We've got a couple minutes. Why don't you give it to me there, Mark?
Well, my vision for my future.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It is less vision, more dream. You know, you can't really see very far ahead of you at this point in time.
How old are you?
I'm 17, so I'm going to be leaving the nest pretty soon. But I'm hoping to make it out to Hollywood and be able to find some way to make my own movies. But that's what everybody's going for.
You know, there's a lot. You know, there are several movie makers right here in Redding.
Oh, I know. I'm working with some of them. I'm funding a short film actually for this spring.
Oh yeah.
Right now, yeah.
That's cool. So, what's that film going to be?
A film is it's about a ghost that gets into a feud with a small time farmer, and they go through quite a lot together.
It's going to be a real time.
Let's talk about Harvey one more time. Yeah. Dates. how we get tickets, and then I want to ask each one of you what you're specializing in school and what your dreams are. Let's start with you, Mark. What's the date again for the Harvey?
The date is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the David Marr Auditorium at 7 p.m. every single night. It's $10 for adults and $5 for students.
And your aspirations are to go as soon as you graduate, go to Hollywood and just hit the pavement and do your thing.
Why not?
All right. Let's go to our next guy.
Howdy.
James. Okay, James. What are you studying in school?
What I want to study is probably viticulture and winemaking.
At U Prep.
not at U Prep, but when I'm about to graduate.
I know, but that's what I mean.
Yes, the famous U Prep vineyards.
I think they have the. I'd like to start a vineyard and call it U Prepa. Okay, so you're a senior this year?
Yes, I'm 18. I'm about to graduate.
Is this scary?
It's been coming for 7 years.
You're ready. Just let me out of here. And Andrew. Alex, I'm sorry, Alex.
I was planning on majoring in biotechnology or biomedical engineering.
Oh, and what? Are you a senior?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
Okay. You know what?
The
U-Prep kids. I always like having them come over because I was fortunate enough to I was substitute teaching when I first got back from Iraq, and I was over at U-Prep several times. Substitute taught
Latin.
Latin.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew more Latin than they did, and I thought, this is scary. Of course, I only knew three phrases, you know, Semper Fidelis, which, you know, in the Marine Corps, you better know that. You know, E Pluribus Unum. But by the time the second class came aboard, they all knew what I was going to say, because you guys cheat. You talk to each other.
You're looking at a Latin 4 student right here.
Okay, well, you know what? Then but luckily there was a film I showed that day on something about the... I don't know. Romans or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, something. Probably seen it like 46 times, but it saved me. Okay. Thank you so much for being here today. Mark Cohen, who's going to be directing Harvey, James McDaniel, who plays Dr. Chumley. And Alex Woodworth, who plays the assistant. And of course, our main head of our drama department.
And I've enjoyed turning it over to the kids this year. They're very worthy.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, I'm getting some really good vibes out of this. All right. Hey, it's 7:31 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Girls Inc. with us, talking about all the projects they have going here.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Vacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Vacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Vacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. The Vacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
30 minutes. If it has to. For sure, I don't think we have enough to fill. Then we can do.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM on this beautiful Wednesday morning at 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, 7:36 in the morning, the 13th of March. How much fun. We just had you prep on. If you're just tuning in, this is Carla Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. And let's talk a little bit of a weather update since we're at the 7:30 hour. Sunny with a high near 61 today and our lows of 41. It's currently 39. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our high of 64 and our lows of 44. And Friday calls for 68 with our lows of 46. Beautiful weekend. Saturday, 68. Mostly sunny, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 72.
That's right. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. It's their newest branch. And just find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Okay. We're here with, it's because it's that time of the year when there, you know, there's Irish everywhere. We're here with Chris O'Farzay and Ashley O'Kellogg, which of course is not their names. It's Chris Pizzari and Ashley Kellogg.
Good morning.
And it's been too much. You know, I'm not sure. Sue, you're in there,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Kind of dial back my caffeine a little bit, will you, tomorrow? Okay. All right.
You don't like it when, you know, your spoon sticks straight up in the cup?
Well, no, you know what? I kind of like it.
He keeps banging his cup on the table, and you can hear it just resonate.
Yesterday, they brought beer in. That kind of calmed me from Turtle Bay. That kind of calmed me in the morning.
Well, good morning, and of course, we're here talking about Girls Inc. It's an event that happens in the Northern California area. And we did have the event. It was snow time and everything. But we're here to cover with our two guests what the event is all about. Maybe you can have numbers about, you know, what the proceeds are going to. And let's talk about Girls Inc.
Sure. We can just give you kind of the background of Girls Inc. and Girls Inc. of Northern Sacramento Valley. So Girls Inc. is a national organization that was founded in 1864. So it's actually one of the oldest organizations for girls, for our youth. And our affiliate locally was founded in 2006. So we've been going strong since then, and we're a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to encourage or inspire all girls to live strong, smart, and bold. And we do that through direct service and advocacy. So we provide mentoring opportunities and programs for our local girls. We go our program works where we go directly to the schools. It's no cost for the students to attend. We try to cover all costs with fundraising, grants, scholarships, sponsorships, donations, and so that the school doesn't have to pay and then the girls don't have to pay. And they're provided a safe space with a female mentor where they can learn different topics. Our programs cover everything from economic literacy to media literacy to friendly persuasion. We have Operation SMART, that's the STEM focus. We have Project Bold. We have a Leadership and Community Action program where they get to do a community project at the end of the program. So it just kind of runs the whole gamut of what girls need, and we focus on girls from ages 16 through 18, so all the way from first grade through high school. We have programs that follow those age range. They're all tailored to a specific age range as you move through, and then the facilitator themselves that's in there with the girls, they can tailor the program as they see fit to meet the needs of the girls that are there in their program.
Okay, and Chris?
Yeah, and a lot of the programs that we hold are at the school sites, so the girls don't have to be transported to another facility it's a lot of times it's right after school or during a lunch break, or some schools offer it as an elective, which is it really does help serve more girls.
Now, what are you finding as the main problem? Maybe that's not the right
problem.
Word.
I'm not sure of that sure word. Yeah, right.
But what is the main concern of these kids when they're coming out? I know it's got to be different things for different ages, but I mean, is it the ones you read about bullying and
I think it's a little of everything. You kind of see just what their needs are and just providing that space. So I started with the organization in 2014 as a facilitator. So I was actually in the classroom. Now I'm a board member and working with the girls. And one of the first schools I was at is maybe one of the higher privileged schools where you wouldn't think that there's, you know, the girls that have the lack of parental support, but even those girls could use the help from a mentor. I mean, I had one little girl in particular who we did leadership and community action, and there was a self-assessment at the beginning about how you saw yourself. Like, I'm a good leader. I am good at communicating. I know how to do this. And she just, yes, 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 on everything at the beginning. You know, I can do it all. And then as we worked through stuff and she had to lead a group or she had to interact with other people or she had to listen to others' opinions and be a better team player, by the end, whenever we redid the self-assessment, she was actually looking at herself saying, I think I could actually do better at communication. I think I could be a better listener. So even girls that think they have it all or they know they have it all, they can benefit from being put in a group with other girls that may not have that same exposure or experience and just see how they can work with others or be a better friend or a better mentor, or, you know, maybe those girls are the ones that are aiming high to become the mentors of these other girls instead of just saying, I already know it all. I can do it all. I don't need much more.
One thing that that sticks out in my mind that I've tracked and what interested me from the very beginning years ago when I interviewed somebody on my evening show from Girls Inc. was the teaching self-care. And we take for granted that everybody knows how to maybe balance a checkbook or, you know, is embarrassed about maybe even coming from maybe poverty and not having real access to personal hygiene and things like that, that we just all, some of us, just take for granted, and that this is an environment where you can propel and excel and feel like you're, like you said, mentorship is everything, and having a safe environment.
Yeah, and economic literacy is a big one. We do a lot of economic literacy programs, and so a lot of the girls, they don't know how to balance a checkbook or don't know what a checkbook is or how to write a check. Yeah. And I know whenever I worked on that program as well, one of the first questions was if the girls drove or if they had a cell phone and how do they pay for it? And I don't know. My mom gives me the money. I don't know how, where the money comes from. And
it comes from that little card. Yeah. You know, as long as you have a card, you have money.
And another thing we worked on was creating a resume so they could get a job and have reviewing their resume and talking about how you interview for a job so that you can earn your own money and you can pay for your own gas or you have spending money to do fun stuff on the weekends.
Those things are priceless because, again, it's the fundamentals. And you're teaching young girls, like I said, a resume, how to spell correctly what people are looking for. You know, it's just, it's again, appreciating and respecting one's self. Mm-hmm. And you teach this leadership and that kind of care for yourself in this organization.
You know, we're going to take a quick break because there's a lot more we need to talk about here. And I think part of it is what you're saying is that giving people that fighting start or that running break, you know, that running start when they go out with life. And 16 to 18, I like to talk about the, you know, the concerns of kids today because you must hear them all the time. So we're going to take a quick break. It's 7:45 in the morning here on the 13th of March, 2019. It's 39 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. In fact, I just had to drop the blinds a little bit or we're going to be blinded in here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great place to go down, as Linda will be sure to tell you to find jewelry. Go down and find jewelry there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Girls, Inc.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
All right, that's not our original
That's not the original Walking on Sunshine. That's another rendition.
It's cute. It's Allie and AJ.
Okay, Allie and AJ. Is that from a cartoon?
I think it's one of those kid shows.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
Welcome back to...
I thought it was fun.
It is fun, absolutely.
There'll be no fun today.
No, absolutely. Walking on Sunshine is what... We should have that always in the morning. 7:48 in the morning.
I walk on sunshine.
Yes, you do. You've got sunshine beams coming right through your body right
you
now
kidding?
From the
Sometimes
front.
I just shine from parts of my body.
Yes, they do.
Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. You know, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Home Helpers, all professional, all so well represented by Sharon Clark. If you have help and you need or you need help at home, give her a call at 226-8350. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. Ready and Home Helpers. We're here with Ashley Kellogg and Chris Fazzari from Girls Inc. And we're talking about all the things that Girls Inc. does for our young adults, our young girls, from first grade all the way through age 18. So it could be through high school and even beyond high school.
Yes, even beyond high school. We actually we have scholarship opportunities right now for Shasta College students. So the application is open now and due, I believe, March 19th. So you didn't have to be involved in Girls Inc. to apply or to qualify, but it definitely helps. So if you are a Shasta College student or a high school student going to Shasta College, you're eligible for that.
Did you hear that, folks? Because there are scholarship opportunities out there, and we're announcing it right now.
You always, absolutely. Any local scholarship is a good one.
Yeah,
any scholarship's
good. Okay.
In fact, there's two or three others that we've just been seeing coming up here in the last couple of weeks, too.
Do you have a mission statement for Girls Inc.?
Well, the mission is to embolden girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And that's the basic mission.
I like that. It's that simple.
Do you ever have self-defense classes for girls?
One of our programs, which I believe is Project Bold, or is it Sporting Chance? I can't remember which one. One of them does involve some self-defense, so they get to do physical activity and learn some of the self-defense.
That has a lot to do with self-confidence. If for anybody, whether it's a boy or a girl, learning to defend themselves and being able to feel like, you know, I've got control of if somebody reaches out for me, I know what to do. And something like that. I think that is just a tremendous goal to try to
That's your phone. Okay. Anyway, so we're talking about self-defense, and
that's the ultimate tether she's put on me.
I think it's really important too. As we're kind of getting a little off subject here, but you know, just as you're mentoring and you're teaching, you know, how to take care of yourself, is we all have a tendency to have our face down on something like a cell phone. And, just this constant reminder of your surroundings, mm-hmm. and being in charge or in control or aware of your space. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a really big thing that Girls Inc. is teaching their girls.
Yeah.
Once they're in Girls Inc., can they stay in it for the whole time, from first grade all the way through high school?
Ideally, yes. So part of our goal right now with our local organization is to grow our impact so that we impact each girl with a Circle A approach, which means that each girl in our program would see 50 hours of programming per year. So that means that they would be enrolled in a different Girls Inc. program throughout the whole school year, an after school or an elective during school or a lunchtime program. And our goal I think we've set it to 2023, is to serve 300 girls in that capacity, where we have 300 girls that we serve with impact. Currently, we serve about 300 girls annually, plus or minus, but it's not at 50 hours. It's maybe they make it through one program, which is 12 to 24 hours of program content. But we really want to increase that because we found that, or National has found that, if you serve girls with impact with at least 50 hours, then it'll really resonate with them and stick with them and encourage the way they live.
So, Chris, how did you get involved with Girls Inc.?
I got involved several years ago. I believe this is the beginning of my fifth year with Girls Inc. as a board member. Prior to that, I was working in my office, and some of my coworkers were actually on a board for this nonprofit, Girls Inc., and they had heard that I was going to be, or that I had been a bartender in my past.
Okay.
And one of their events needed bartenders, volunteers to deal with, or I mean to serve at, mm-hmm. at the event. And so I volunteered not knowing much about the organization back then. I'm a father of two daughters. I got to sit there and in the event and learn more about it and talk to my coworkers after the event about the programming. And my daughter ended up being enrolled in some Girls Inc. programming and enjoyed it. I volunteered for several other events in different capacities and ended up joining the board. I'm behind the mission. I see what the impacts can be for a family, especially as a single father with two daughters, and it's important to me.
That's fantastic. I love the story. And Ashley, how did you become involved? How did you what inspired you to join, be on the board?
Well, I mentioned before that I was originally a facilitator, and that kind of came out of my true profession is I'm a civil engineer, and after my second child was born, I have a daughter and a son. My son was born in 2013. I decided I wasn't going to work anymore. I just wanted to be home with my kids, but I can't not do stuff. So one of my friends at the time was the executive director. She was the executive director at the time. She's still my friend. But she asked if I was interested in taking on this kind of side job and being a facilitator for Girls Inc. And all you got to do is just go work with the girls, be in the classroom a few hours a week. And so I said, yes, I would do it. And actually, my first program was out at Grant. And Chris's daughter was was in the group that I first facilitated. And Chris, as a single dad, called me and was like, my daughter doesn't want to do this, but I'm making her do it and make sure she enjoys it. And she was great. She definitely learned and blossomed in our class. And so I continued facilitating for a few years. And then as I got more and more involved, I was just recruited to join the board. And I had less time to facilitate. I work part-time as my real career as a civil engineer, so less time to facilitate and save time to just help with the organization and remain on the board and do what I can to support it, because I believe in the mission as well. I have a daughter and a son, and I think it's important to encourage girls. And I've actually chaperoned our camping trip 5 years out of six, and it's a lot of fun to go camping with the girls. That's another exciting event we have. We usually do a summer program, and then we offer a camping trip through the Lassen Park Foundation, which they offer scholarships
is
for.
Is this a girls-only thing, too,
it
right?
It is, yes. Yeah, so it's a girls-only camping trip, and they have...
Can you still do that kind of stuff, just girls and boys only? I guess you can, right?
Yeah.
Well, like brownies and Girl Scouts.
Wait a minute. Girl Scouts, or you know what? Boy Scouts are opening to girls now, so I'm not sure what we call that. But it's Scouting America. You know what? I think it's great.
This is
so
girls
is this the
Inc.
first time that girls, I mean, when y'all go out camping, is that the first time some of them have ever been out camping?
A lot of them, yeah. And it's the first time a lot of them have ever been to Lassen Park, which is so close and amazing, and they've never been there. And so it's just.
A lot, of the participants have family situations where they're not camping and haven't experienced that. And
sure.
It's been great. We've had sponsors donate shoes, hiking boots, camping gear that the girls get to keep after the trip. It doesn't cost the girls or their families anything to attend this camping trip, and they all have a blast.
Where does the money come from y'all? For y'all, is it fundraising and donations, or how does that work?
Yes, yeah, we to operate, we get most of our funds from our fundraisers. We do two large events every year. We have a gala that is an evening dinner dancing auction that we used to hold in the fall, but it was supposed to be in October, and we postponed it because of the car fire and mm-hmm. too much going on. So we actually held it in February this year. And then we do
you held it in February around snow
yes,
time.
Yes, right.
Yeah, snow time.
The week of Snowmageddon was whenever we had it.
Maybe you should stop scheduling these things, because the next time you schedule, it'll be like toads from the fire
sky.
Or locusts.
I think that's everybody's luck this year, right? And then we usually do a brunch, which is during the day, a Sunday afternoon mm-hmm. brunch. And that has traditionally been in May, but we're looking to have that in September this year.
You know, one of the reasons that Linda and I started the station 10 years ago is for community radio. But it's to recognize people and organizations like you all, Ashley Kellogg and Chris Fazzari and Girls Inc., because it's good for our community to know that we have so many organizations and people out there that are ready to go out and help our community. And we so much appreciate you all being here today. How do people get a hold of Girls Inc. to help pay or help donate and stuff like that?
Yes, we have a website that you can check us out on, and that's girlsincnsv.org. And then we have a Facebook page that you can like us on. That's where you can follow any events that are coming up. We let you know what the opportunities are coming up on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, we appreciate you both being here, and we're going to have to take our 8 o'clock hard break now at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, simulcasting your talk radio. Coming up after the break is Chris Reznor.
Aaron Reznor.
Aaron Reznor. What did I say? Aaron Reznor.
Well,
sorry.
Because you think of Aaron and Chris.
Yes, it's
like Carl and Linda.
It's crack. And Barry Tippin. So we're going to be talking local politics here in
Soccer
8 o'clock
fields.
Hour. Absolutely. And we just appreciate you joining us here on Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Facing up to 10 years on conspiracy charges, Paul Manafort now in a Washington, D.C. courtroom for his second sentencing. He was previously sentenced to 47 months for tax and bank fraud relating to his work advising Ukrainian politicians. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliner continuing to fly in the U.S., even as a growing number of countries and airlines ground the plane out of safety concerns.
The United Arab Emirates is the latest nation to issue a ruling on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9, barring the aircraft from operating in its airspace. It's the latest reaction to last weekend's crash of a MAX 8 jetliner in Ethiopia. The entire European Union and Australia have grounded the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners from their airspace, and New Zealand and Fiji have suspended Boeing 737 MAX 8 flights in and out of the two countries.
That's correspondent Mike Rossia. President Trump finds himself at odds with California's governor over the issue of capital punishment.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's expected to order today that executions be stopped. In prepared remarks, he'll say the death penalty is a failure that's discriminated against the mentally ill, minorities, and the poor, and that innocent people have sometimes been executed. Newsom's order would give a reprieve to the 737 inmates now on California's death row. President Trump calls them 737 stone-cold killers. He tweets he's not thrilled with Newsom's plan and writes, neither are the friends and families of the always-forgotten victims. Sagar Mangani at the White House.
Frantic rescue efforts underway in Nigeria after a three-story school building collapsed while classes were going on. Scores of children thought to be inside the building at the time. Wall Street stocks higher, the Dow up 144 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Australia's High Court has ruled that Aboriginal people stripped of their land rights in the Northern Territory should receive compensation for losses, including spiritual harm.
For the first time, the High Court in Australia has put a price on the spiritual damage inflicted on Indigenous people denied proper access to tribal country. Judges have decided that about half of damages worth more than $1.7 million should cover this intangible harm. The rest mostly addresses economic losses suffered when the group's land rights were taken from them in the 1980s and 90s by the Northern Territory government.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. The most senior Catholic cleric convicted of child sex abuse sentenced to 6 years in prison for molesting two choir boys in an Australian cathedral, a crime the judge says demonstrated staggering arrogance. News and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. expanding a program that makes asylum seekers in Mexico cool their heels.
240 migrants who want asylum have been returned to Mexico under this program. It has been expanded to other ports of entry. The Trump administration is trying to limit what the president calls catch and release. Families typically are released from U.S. custody and allowed to settle with family or friends while their cases wind through immigration courts. Border arrests reached a 12-year high last month, and more than half of those stopped arrived as families. Mexico's Foreign Relations and Interior Departments say they disagree with what they call a unilateral U.S. policy change. A lawsuit challenging the program was filed in California last month. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The lights have flickered back on across most, but not all, of Venezuela. Some pockets of the country have had to endure a seventh day without electricity. The government struggling to restore basic services. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio, right here in the epicenter of change in Reading.
That's right.
Here. And Reading is changing as we speak. Every day people are building.
Can you feel the growing pains, you know, when you sleep, like as a kid, you know, the muscles are like.
I just thought it was because of stress, but I guess not. It's we're growing. And so
absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's good. It's beautiful stuff.
Hey,
you want to tell you, do you want me to tell you about the weather?
Please.
All right, we can tell everybody. Okay, sunny today with a high of 61 and our lows of 41. It's currently 41 degrees right now in the downtown, right outside the downtown studios here of KCNR. Mostly sunny on Thursday with our high of 64 and our lows of 44. Friday sunny. Overnight lows on Friday night will be 46. And Saturday calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 68 and our lows of 47. And Sunday, again, mostly sunny. It makes me smile when I see this because for 2 weeks, as I looked at the National Weather Service, I saw little black boxes. And now I can see, you know, like a moon and a sun, and it makes me just very happy. You know, I feel like childlike, you know, giddy. Ooh, boy. And things are starting to bloom, and it feels really good. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. So, weather's brought to you by Shot to Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. It is a veteran-owned business. They've been with us forever. They sponsor our weather. We love them. Give them a call at 364-3793, and that is, there you go.
365-3793.
I know. I know.
The news every morning is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, we welcome one of our newest city council people.
Good morning.
Aaron Resnick.
Good morning.
How are you?
Such a bright sunshine.
It's because it's sunny outside. I am so happy that the sunshine is out.
Well, we're like this for another week, and I guess maybe toward the end of next week, the rain stuff starts.
Well, you guys
are very
active. Of course
it starts because it's the beginning of turkey season.
Yeah.
And so it'll start raining again.
So I can imagine, you know, when it's a little dimish outside, you know. But you guys are very active, obviously.
We're pretty go. Yeah. And we have three young children.
Right.
So
and
three young children who are, they love to be outside, and they need to get out and get their wiggles out.
They need to get out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you
it's good for them.
You know, the one of the things we were talking about before we even came on was about the necessity of getting kids outside.
Yeah.
And that, which brings us to a lot of different subjects. But I'd like to start off, but you've been in office now since when? For how long now?
Since December. So we're at 3 months or so.
So tell us what you think. Is it what you thought it was going to be?
Yes. So far, it's exactly what I expected things to always take longer than they would, you know, in the private sector, but that's because I've volunteered in government before. But I think the part that I'm most enjoying is that I really, really appreciate the current makeup of our council. I think that there's a lot of balance there. Even just last week, which I'm sure we're going to get to, it was as if we all kept trading positions, I guess, or there's just this really beautiful balance of,
You know, it may be 3-2-1-1, 4-1-1, 5-0 in the same meeting. I just think that it's really great that we can offer a lot of different perspective. And I think that there is a healthy respect for each other there. And so I'm hoping that that's translating to the community as well, that leaders are, even when they're disagreeing, that they're disagreeing in a respectful manner, which is the way in which that we make progress because we're having those healthy discussions.
So far, that's what you've experienced, is that you can agree to disagree in a way that's respectful.
Yeah.
I think that's
it's
so
too
important.
Bad we can't.
It's what we're missing today on a big scale.
I think it's like 77% of the people in the United States, this is your number for the day, think that our political system is screwed up. On the other hand, over half of the people believe that the best days for America is coming. Mm-hmm. You know, like the best days are not behind us. No, they're still in the future. And that they wish that politicians could get along better, and it needs to start right here in the city halls, in the county, in the state. Well, I think in the city we've solved that problem. I think the county is pretty much along the same lines as the city. We haven't figured that out in the state yet.
No.
For sure at the national.
No, it's really interesting. A little while ago, I was reading some facts about how many elected officials live within their district and how many of them live in D.C. because, decades ago, it used to be that all of them lived in D.C. And then there was sort of this shift that you were not connected to your people if you weren't living here. But it's also been really interesting how divisive that they have gotten, because it's very different to name call on TV or behind closed doors to somebody that you really only work with and then you go home to. And it was just a really interesting, I read an article talking about the different, how much harder it is when you don't have relationship on the weekend or your kids don't go to school together or anything like that. It's much easier to be divisive and backstabbing
when there's no
relationship.
I think that's true. Plus, you got to add on to that a 24-hour news cycle.
Oh, yeah.
When you add that on to it, and they've got to fill it up.
They've got to sell.
They've got to sell. You know, the whole thing is how many people they can attract by bringing out things that people have said, maybe have said, or they've taken out of context. And so now it just raises the ire of both sides.
Totally.
I mean, Trump's been under constant attack since he's been in there. I'm not saying Trump's the perfect president, but nobody's as bad as they're painting him. So when you have that happening, and people start ratcheting down. Now, and the people, our representatives come back to us, they're hearing this.
Yeah.
But I think that that's really a good point, though, if they don't get together. But I don't think you have to live there to be able to get together. They're there for 4 or 5 days a week with each other.
Totally. It was an interesting article.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, though. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're here with Aaron Reznor, one of our newest city council people. We're going to take a quick break a little bit early. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about soccer fields and people and where we want to see Reading going and fee increases. It's about 8:12 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy Maxwell knows what she's talking about. She's been in the business since 1993, helping so many people in our area. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back.
There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city.
Strong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Purpose-driven banking.
That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Your talk radio right here with Carl and the Bot. It is
43 degrees in the downtown studios, and it's the 13th of March, which means, of course, hey, Aaron, you're here today. Are we going to have green drinks on Sunday?
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
We should just have all green drinks, like a green monster.
We're here with, Aaron Reznor, a city council person, one of our newest city council persons at 8:17 in the morning. Aaron, I didn't realize what you had in common with President Trump. but you also donate your salary.
I do. I tried to figure out if there was a way in which that I could refuse it. You can refuse the health insurance and the retirement options, but unfortunately you cannot refuse your salary. And so, yes, it's only roughly $600 a month. It's like $412 or something like that after taxes. So maybe it would pay for the gas or something for your time. But
yeah, it's for sure nobody does this for the money.
No, you for sure do not do city council for the money, but I thought that it would be a really great way for me to highlight different nonprofits in our community that do really great work. So each month I make a post. I just made my first one because our December one was behind because of when payday was, but I just made my first post a couple weeks ago and donated my salary to Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. They're doing all of the case management and therapy for CAR and Campfire,
right?
Along with all of the other wonderful things that they do. So, yeah, you have to look out for where it is they donate my salary to next month.
That's fantastic. Great stuff.
Aaron, the city council just voted to spend $5.1 million on soccer fields. I have, and I'll just tell you, I have yet to talk to anybody that likes that idea. So there's obviously a lot of information that we're not out. We've had Adam McElvain on and Jake Mangus.
Right.
To talk about it. And of course, this is why we're having you on and, Mike DeQuisto on to
right.
talk about why, you know, why you voted for this and what you saw in
yeah.
this. So, you can start on this one.
So I've sat on, CSAC, the Community Services Advisory Commission for about the last 5 years or so. So it's been on my radar, the issues that we have been having with the soccer park turf. There was a malfunction with the manufacturer, and over time they have been deteriorating. And if you have been out there, you know, my little guy plays out there, you know that the field is covered in the little black rubber. So for the past couple of years, the city has been in a lawsuit with the manufacturer to try and essentially get enough money.
Do you know
to-
who the manufacturer is? Is that Turf somebody? Okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
I can't okay. remember. I mean, I could go back. We haven't discussed it in a yeah. little while. And so the city received $500,000 out of that settlement, which was significantly less and wouldn't replace the fields.
How many fields are there?
Four.
Four fields, okay.
There are four fields, although they get broken up and divided. So, you know, our four-year-old, there are two teams playing, you know, they divide one field.
Well, they don't need as much room.
Right.
Because
yeah.
4-year-olds running down the field will collapse at the end of it if they hit.
Yes. It is essentially a swarm of bees or grapes running around the field. It's beautiful.
Grapes.
It's a bundle of grapes running around the field. So I've known for a while that the soccer park situation was going to come up because I knew that that settlement was unlikely going to be what it was that we were hoping to get out of it so that we could replace the fields. And I've also been very aware that it's been more difficult for us to land some of those bigger tournaments to have 20 teams here traveling. But it also provides for us a lot of economic growth. So for me, when I was making that decision in relation to the soccer park, I thought about if we decide to do nothing, then what happens? And there were people who said to me, honestly, we sort of need to suffer a little bit if we're all going to decide to pitch in, which is a decent sort of idea. Sometimes that works with folks. But I also knew that if we decided to not do that, that there would be roughly 4,000 children who play out there. We play two seasons because it's an all-weather turf, so we can play in the fall and in the spring. But there would be 4,000 kids who play out there who wouldn't have soccer to play. And when we started playing out there, we had roughly 700 kids. So I think it's pretty remarkable that the organization has been able to grow it to 4,000. But we're lacking fields all over the place. We get asked a lot in regards to community service about bathrooms and fields, whether it's baseball fields, soccer fields, football fields, all of that. So there were lots of things. For me, I felt like that this was not only was it an amount of money that we were taking that we weren't thinking that we were going to have from that REU settlement, but also we were going to be continuing to pour into our youth and to keep them outside of those at-risk situations. I don't know what your grandmother said, but my grandmother always said to me, idle hands make devil's work. So I think that it's the extracurriculars.
Did your grandmother really say that?
Oh, you should meet my grandma. Yep.
No, because I've heard that for my whole life, too.
Yep.
Except that it was in a different context. No, I thoroughly agree. And especially when you look at, I thoroughly agree about keeping kids outside.
Yeah.
Let me make that clear. The I will get there when I get there.
Okay, Nick, we're almost there.
We're waiting at me out there.
And all right,
we're
just a minute.
Nick will be getting to you in a
second. We're acknowledging that you're on the phone. We
yes.
just have to get there.
The kids need to get outside, as we talked about. We've got kids 10, 11 years old. Diabetes.
Yeah, a third of children born after the year 2000 in the United States will become type 2 diabetics, which means that they haven't had enough activity, all of those. And in a city where we have a drug and a transient problem, in my mind, this is a long-term this is one of those long-term solutions. Let's get them plugged, continue to get them plugged into things, give them positive peer relationships, healthy mentors, all of that sort of thing. But it also brings in money. I mean, closing the soccer park means that when we have those tournaments and those teams are traveling here, we have 20 teams. Well, they're staying in hotels. They're eating in restaurants. That brings in TOT tax, which grows the general fund. So to me, it's not only spending the money, but it also is continuing to pour into our community.
Well, let's talk about the public safety part of this.
Yeah.
There was a grand jury report from 2014 and 15 talking about the soccer park. Mm-hmm. And they've listed so many things that were wrong.
There were a lot of things.
And it said that we haven't had any oversight over it in the sense of doing an audit about where's the money going. There was supposed to be money set aside under the lease to replace these fields because everybody knows the fields will break down.
Right.
And yet that wasn't done.
There's roughly somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000.
Yeah, it was supposed to be up to about $1 million from what I understand.
There was, except for that the soccer part was launched during Great Recession. And luckily, in my opinion, that the Soccer Association has been managing the park, because I think that if during that time when we were laying off officers and everybody during 2008, 2009, we likely would have closed the park during that, because it would cost Public Works Department somewhere in the upwards of $250,000 annually for us to manage the park just in repairs, which, as you and I both know, we don't have in the budget.
No, but do they make enough money to take care of the park? Is the city underwriting that park, before? Because the way I understand it here is that they never made the money that they said they were going to make.
Right. I think that there were false assumptions. Now,
but those are false assumptions that we, the taxpayers, paid for and are still paying for.
Absolutely. And I cannot tell you what the discussions were like on that city council because I wasn't there. But I can tell you that in the knowledge that I have from being a CSAC member and current council and asking questions, that there were some assumptions made that they were going to bring in roughly the same amount of money as Field of Dreams does. Field of Dreams is a nonprofit. The association
sells beer.
What?
Sells beer.
It sells beer. It has a full restaurant. It has something like 3,000 square foot that they can do for parties and all of those all of the amenities that they have.
That the soccer field doesn't.
That the soccer field doesn't. And to be totally honest, I've been there I've been there to ask questions of the board and when they've had those discussions about having alcohol. And in my personal opinion, I don't think that they should serve beer. Although sometimes a mimosa on a Saturday morning sounds really nice while you're out there watching your children run around. I think that it's a really family focused place. You know, in 2018, I think we had something like 618 calls to South City Park for calls for service for RPD, but not a single call for service at the soccer park.
That's true, but there's probably a lot of reasons. I tell you,
there are a lot of reasons for that, and I would like to support and continue those reasons by the soccer park.
And I understand that. We don't want to have calls out there, but let's just go to the phone.
We do have calls.
Nick, what do you got?
Hey, good morning. I support your decision on the soccer park. I have two questions for you. The first one's just yes or no. I pitched the idea of a dedicated campground for the homeless to where they could camp there and no place else. I'm wondering, did the city council discuss this at all?
Okay, you need to say that again. We had to switch headphones
there.
I'm
so sorry, Nick.
That's okay. I support your decision on the soccer park. My first question is, I pitched the idea that the city should have a dedicated campground for the homeless, and that is the only place they can camp. I'm wondering, did the city council discuss that at all?
We have been private. I remember your request, and I have brought it up. It is something in which that I think is being entertained of what sort of legal ramifications would that also.
That's great. I've got another question.
Yeah.
About two or three meetings ago, Craig Carroll got up in front of you guys and had an agendized deal moved back about a bid he gave the city of Reading that was about $14,000 cheaper, although the city gave it was leaning towards the higher bid. And at the end of everything, you guys voted to give the contract to Craig Carroll. It's my understanding that you have rescinded that decision, and it is coming up on this next meeting, and I'm wondering why.
When we made that decision, so I believe Michael, Adam, and I all voted to give it to the lower bidder.
Yep.
It was brought back. The mayor was not present during that, and so I am not sure who it was in City Council who requested for that to be brought back. But I don't think that it was known publicly that we were not given by staff the actual metric that they used to make that decision. And so in that meeting, at least I know that Adam, Michael, and I felt like that when we looked at the outline and what all of the full breakdown looked like, that it looked like that we chose somebody for a higher bidder because it was what staff preferred rather than being...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You chose the lower bidder.
I did.
Craig Carroll. You just said it looked like you chose the higher bidder.
Sorry. That the city...
that's okay.
Thank you for that correction.
Okay. My point is there were four bidders. And with the metric to the city, they throw out some that they're not too good of. They threw out two, and it was a very good discussion about, you know, why you should take Carroll's that you guys went along with. And it was obvious to me that Christian was throwing a tiff. She wanted the other one. And it looks to me like good old boyism to me that we're going to redo it, and I'm going to be very disappointed if Carroll's doesn't get it. Carroll's has been around here for 52 years, and... you know, if they're supplying the same service, why wouldn't you go with the lower bid?
That's what I'm looking forward is to see what the full breakdown looks like, so that we're not making a last minute decision based on who's the high bidder and who's the low bidder. Because I think that in that situation, if all things are equal, I will be very shocked if I ever choose the high bidder.
Okay, Nick, we got to run.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go to Mimi. Mimi's been.
No, we're going to take a break
okay.
here, and then
can
when
you
we
hang
come back.
Mimi?
We'll come back right after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. In fact, I'm going down there today to get my hair trimmed. 8:31 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our guest, Aaron Reznor.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR1460. Hey, we've got callers on the line, and we want to get right to that. Let's do some love to our sponsors, KCNR96.5 FM. Thank you for, you know, hanging in there as we go FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here. Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. And Aaron Resner is our guest this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did you know you can be seen in the emergency room in 30 minutes, around 30 minutes? Right now, on their looking at how long it takes you to be seen in the emergency room at Shasta Regional, it's 34 minutes. Now, figure out how long most of the time people wait in emergency rooms. It's into the hours. They've got it down to 34 minutes. Think about that. That's because of the staffing and how they are doing over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, community and caring. Okay, we're here with Aaron Resner, and we have Mimi on the phone. Good morning,
Mimi.
Thank you
for waiting.
Hey, good morning, you all.
Good morning.
I want to thank you guys,
you all,
Carl and Linda, so much for the having the FM station. It's so much easier for me to get in my car, and so you're doing a great job. Thank you so much, and thanks for having local folks like Aaron on today. That's awesome. I just have a couple of comments. I, first of all, and as a local business owner, I see such a huge change in my business over the last 7 years of the improvements that have been made in our city, and that's I see people stopping in, driving through, and making the decision to stay in our city now, and accepting exciting things that they can do while they're here. So I see a lot of improvement as a business owner. I was also in favor of the soccer fields. You know, if we don't do anything, then we have nothing. So things just are not going to improve if we do nothing. They just won't. It just doesn't happen. And I think with the better those fields are, the more opportunities to bring in larger groups is amazing. And I'm also excited about how respectful our city council is to each other now. And for you, Aaron, to donate your salary, that it's not much money, but to take that opportunity and be an example of what we can all do of giving to a different charity every month, I think that's admirable, and I just appreciate your service so much.
We need to turn her on. We got a couple jobs we have to do. We have to make sure that we're on. That's one of them.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Okay. You know what, Mimi? Thank you so much, Mimi. Mimi Mosley is such a giving person. She and her husband, and you know, and their business, and they too though have been impacted on by in public safety too.
Mm-hmm.
Questions I have coming in are, How much is this going to cost us over the life of the, over the cost of the field, and could any of that money be used for public safety?
I don't
don't know that I can answer that. I mean, I can answer the $3 million is roughly what it is that we are going to come out of.
We're on the hook for ourselves, the city is.
That we are on the hook for. And I think that originally when there were discussions, like we discussed before, I mean, when there were discussions and they were making those decisions about could the association pay in, or not the soccer association. Sorry, there's a nonprofit that manages the park and then the soccer association. There were some false assumptions that were made on what it is, and so there wasn't the money. There isn't the money at the moment.
There hasn't been since the beginning.
There hasn't been, but I also think that had we been managing the park and not had an association overseeing it, that we would have for sure closed the park by now, because there's no way during the recession we would have been able to keep it open. So I think that there is a level of service that was offered there by them merely being able to keep the doors open and for kids to still be able to play there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I agree with you that the agreement was not met and that it was continued to be edited over and over again. But in my opinion, I think that this is also something that we are doing to grow economic growth. But there are decisions that were made during last Thursday's budgetary meeting in regards to public safety.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you are aware, but we have been having extra city council meetings that have been budget related. So we've gone through the entire budget. Adam proposed originally it was in regards to lowering the response time for calls for service. So lowering right now it's 14 minutes or something like that. If you call 911 on average, then an officer will show up. And so that was the original prompt. And that sort of morphed as we all got into it and got through it. And so last week was very exciting all around, but last Thursday we voted to take $350,000 and put those to public safety. So I'm going to encourage everybody to show up on Tuesday to see what the chief proposes to do with that $350,000, because he will be bringing that to council
on
Tuesday.
That's a one-time.
No, that's reoccurring.
No, $350,000 every year?
Every year. We found $700,000 within the budget, and actually Michael proposed something that wasn't proposed by staff. He sort of merged a couple of them, which was a great idea, and Julie and I voted in favor of that. But we took the $700,000 that we found within the general fund, and that was relatively creative. So merging the finance and the treasurer's department.
To one person,
To one person.
I thought, frankly, it was a great move on y'all's part, because it saved from having to raise fees. Is that it took the place of raising fees?
It took the place of having to put somebody else in that position. So, I mean, it saved the city $150,000 or roughly,
right,
because otherwise we would put that. And it actually was Alan, who we chose to be the new finance and director, she's been the treasurer. That was actually her recommendation and one of her ideas, which means that she's going to do also a great job. Not only is she extra qualified and a really great human being, but she also has really great ideas. And so, yes, that's $700,000 at the moment that is reoccurring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other $350,000 of that is going to go into, I'll call it a deferred account, sort of like a savings account. We haven't really had any sort of, we have a reserve, but we haven't had any sort of quote unquote like savings account that goes to pay some of those deferred maintenance or to pay for, we know we have radios that we're going to need to replace, but we haven't ever done that. The roof needs replaced, which is also something that I could probably argue.
Which roof?
The roof at City Hall needs replaced. Last week, or 2 weeks ago. Go ahead. I know.
Tell me what you think about this. This thing was built how long ago?
The roof at City Hall has never been replaced.
It's 20 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
About 20 years old.
It's not that old, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it 20 years old?
Yeah.
The City Hall is? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it had been built like right before I got here. You know, I got here.
Like last year.
Yeah, like
well,
I've been here like 12 years.
No, 12 Mahal,
years. I never called it. I've never called
timeless,
it that.
It's beautiful,
never called,
timeless
I've never
design.
Called it
I'm so glad they did it.
It's great, but it's so I got here in 07. So you're saying it was built sometime in the 90s?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I always thought
it was because it's always looked newer.
Yeah, Google that.
Okay, so the roof is leaking then.
The roof actually during our last real rain fell on top of an officer's desk. So a portion of the ceiling. So, and it actually is sort of comical. Not comical for the person, but our only recorded trip and fall on the carpet, because the carpet is tearing in City Hall, is actually another officer who tripped and fell and was
injured.
It
was built in 2002. Project cost was $24
million. That's less than 20 years.
110,000 square foot.
I'm sorry, 18?
Yeah.
18 years. Right. Okay. My roof, the roof I put on my house is for 30 years. But I'm just, okay. All right. This is not your fault, Eric.
No!
Don't take this personally.
No, I'm merely telling you that two weeks ago, the ceiling, I'm telling you that there are issues, that there are like buckets in City Hall, and last week that part of the roof actually fell, or the ceiling fell and wrecked an officer's desk. So I'm saying that there are lots of
But you're putting money aside. You all have found cuts in the budget so you can pay that. You put another $350,000 into our public safety and another into paying things like roof leaks, radios for the RPD, and other things that come up.
Yeah, we have a handful of things that we know, and we're going to continue to defer those things as long as we possibly can. But I think that it's only prudent that we start setting aside money. That we start saying, this is how much money we're going to set aside. And maybe it is that more money comes in because of cannabis, and we set some more aside into that. That was a discussion last Thursday that based on our assumption, if more money came in from those current growers, then there would be more money that would go into that deferred or more money that would go into public safety. So in my opinion, I think that it's kind of beautiful that I think we're kind of doing it all.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're here with Aaron Reznor because I've got like 50 questions here from people.
And the chat pack. Thanks
from
for
the chat pack from coming in.
Going on the KCNR.
Or I'm getting texted here on my.
Yeah, you need to turn your phone off.
Is how I get messages too. Okay, we'll be right back with Aaron Reznor. And we're talking about funding at City Hall. You know, one of the things is that they're working. They found $700,000. Which is outstanding, because one of the ideas was to raise some fees. I think this took the place of that. But we also had the park fees that was just also voted on. We'll try to get to that today, too.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back after these messages.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:50 in the morning here, Carl and Linda Botta on KCNR 1460. It's currently 48 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a good clear week. Sunny skies throughout the rest of the week and a fabulous St. Patty's Day. How y'all doing?
We're here with Erin Reznor, Reading City Councilperson, who, by the way, if you're just tuning in, donates her salary every month, that magnificent sum, but it's still donating her sum. Because,
yes.
Is this because you saw President Trump do it, or was this? I think this was an Erin Reznor.
No, because tonight, you're so. A complete.
I thought that it would be a beautiful way to highlight our local nonprofits. We have a lot of amazing nonprofits here that do incredible work, and I thought that it would be a really good way for me to highlight and to use my platform to show the great work that people are doing around here and the volunteers.
Kudos. Thank you.
We're discussing the soccer field. And as we know, that the soccer field is a great place for kids. And I trust I won't be picketed by soccer families. But
you might.
Well, that's fine. You know what? It just raises ratings.
Hey, wait. Can we address real quick? Can we address a little bit of fake news?
Sure.
That the city did not pay for pizzas. That was actually something that really disturbed me. Then the city actually did not pay for those pizzas. The Soccer Association paid for their pizzas, and Westside Pizza apparently donated the other half. So
who hosted that?
Soccer. Reading U Soccer Association.
Okay. But you had, like, what, 100 kids down there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There were. It doesn't matter to me. It would be really nice if everybody else who, you know, it would have been really, really nice to hear from maybe the chamber board last week rather than just Jake. It's real nice to march somebody out. But if there's
he represents.
You know what? There were a couple of people who sat up on that diocese and said, I'll let you know, chamber, I'm a business owner, and you actually don't represent me.
Well,
what you're saying does not agree with my line of thinking. So I think that it represents what the PAC and what the board said. But
okay.
Anyway, we can talk soccer stuff.
Well,
we can address fake news later.
Not
hey,
here.
We have questions from our chat pack, don't
well,
we?
Well, and this is the questions here. Over the last 10 years, we had these leases. They were not met. I mean,
the agreement between
the agreement was not met, and we end up now with $5.1 million. What is in
the
lease?
Well, three, but yes.
5.3?
No.
It
cost
$5.1 million, though, to replace
overall,
the field.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So $3 million out of our funds, of the public funds. So what is in this new lease is to ensure that this doesn't happen again? Or is there anything?
I don't know that there's any sort of insurance. I mean, even
no,
when
no,
we
not
set
insurance.
Up a layout.
They were supposed to set aside all this money to repair the field as we
you
go
You want
to
know
along.
What the plan is.
I want to know is that when is if the city of Reading is on the hook for 8 years down the road, do we replace it again for another $3 to $4 million? Or is the soccer association who uses the field, are they setting money aside like it was in the, supposed to in the lease?
So they are now paying the city a monthly amount. So it used to be that at the end of the year that they split 50% of whatever it was, the profit was, and that went into that fund, that replacement fund. And when they came for a proposal, they offered a couple of different proposals to CSAC. And the one that was, I'll say, approved or recommended is that they're going to be raising the rates that the soccer association pays to rent the fields. They're going to be charging more. And so there is, are you asking if there's
no,
a contract?
I'm wondering. What I'm saying is I understand all that.
Are you asking
that.
If I can hold an association to the?
Is the association, one, is it going to be audited like it's supposed to be? But two, is there money set aside to repair the field or by the soccer association? Is that in the lease or is this something that we,
eventually we'll have to, eventually we'll have to,
replace it again like we're doing now?
I think eventually it is something in which that we'll have to replace. I think that that's natural. No matter what we had chosen, whether we had chosen a grass field or any of those sort of things, eventually we have
right.
to replace
so
that.
There's what I'm trying to find out though is, don't we have a lease with the soccer association?
Yes.
Does part of the lease say you will set aside money each year to help repair this field, or is this always going to be, are we always, the
they're
city going to be
aside,
on the hook?
They're setting aside money to pay down the loan that we borrowed from REU
right.
to build it. So every year they will continue to pay. And you're asking if there's a portion of that money that is set aside for then replacement also.
Yes.
And the answer is no.
Okay. So that was
That's
the question.
Clear.
Okay. How much does it cost? Okay, well, let's just go past that because I think the thing is
I'll tell you this, Carl. The other day you said that you haven't had anybody who's been in support, and I actually expected the week before when I was reading through my packet, I actually mm-hmm. expected that would be everything that came out of my vote, knowing that that's how I was going to vote going into that meeting. Unless, of course, every once in a while someone will change my thought because of public comment. Which is why it's really important to show up and to share.
Absolutely.
But I have had just rolling in text messages, phone calls, emails in support.
Facebook.
I mean, it has been blowing up of how many people have who don't have any sort of contact mm-hmm. or know me.
Don't have kids.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that it's really it was really surprising to me because I thought that I was making the right decision, which I know now that I made the right decision because of multiple reasons. But I also know that it's a much smaller section of our community who maybe feels like that it's not something that we should have done because it has been an overwhelming support of this is something in which that I agree with and I think you should have done.
Well, something that resonated with me that you said earlier, we have a granddaughter who plays soccer and she's not only in club soccer, she's in school, in high school soccer, but mm-hmm. Over Thanksgiving we went to Las Vegas where they had 10 within a large arena, mm-hmm. they had 10 breakout fields. And you know that everybody there had to go to restaurants, pay to, of course, you know, it costs a lot of money for your kids to go travel around and play soccer. So we dropped money, of course, to go stay in Vegas, not necessarily mm-hmm. to gamble, but just have restaurants.
Yeah, you have to eat out. You
exactly.
have to rent a hotel room.
Support. So I really understand what you're saying as far as the bed tax and having people come yeah. and stay and for that very reason, the traveling teams, not just in soccer, but it's also in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, there's been over $20 million of economic impact from the soccer park to City of Reading, greater City of Reading
alone. The last 10 years?
Over the last 10 years. So, yes, we can say that they haven't been able to make the payment that we had all agreed on before, but I also think that I know that there have been over a million visitors to the soccer park. So some of those are our regulars who play here and they play two seasons, but those are also when we have 20 teams who come here and they fill those beds and they buy dinner at restaurants and they buy gas here and all of those sort of things. So there's a greater economic impact that we have been able to. And I think that there is a beauty in the fact that we didn't have to attempt to maintain that while we were trying to decide between all of the items that we were cutting in 08. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying there's got a minute left. I was just going to let you continue on that. Okay, Aaron, thanks so much for being with us
today.
Absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of questions about the park.
Answers so well, grounded on your feet and just boom, 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 boom. And it's impressive.
Thanks.
And I'll tell you, the only part that concerns me is that we're not setting anything aside so that 8 years from now we have to replace it again and we have to go through all this the same way.
Well, I think the part that is beautiful about last week is that on Thursday we started setting aside money for deferment. And so that's something in which that as that continues to grow, that savings account continues to grow, that's money that we could use to replace the soccer fund, I mean the soccer park, if we need to do that in 15 years or so.
Okay.
All right.
So, okay. Guys, we didn't even get to the vote on the 3-2 vote.
I would love to come back and
discuss
that with you.
Because Mike DeQuisto is going to be on Monday to discuss
and
that.
And Barry,
one.
I don't know what happened to you,
know,
buddy.
Barry.
But, you know, we put you on Facebook and we had it down. So
I saw
but
you write
you,
it
Aaron.
Down
he
at the party.
He just wanted to let the ladies
shine.
Yeah,
exactly.
You did. You know what? You did great. Okay,
great
everybody.
Job,
hey, tomorrow
so
is going to be Clark and Clark. And gosh knows what they're going to be doing. Then Friday, Linda and I'll be back with Dr. Kara Tennant and our girl on the street.
That's right. And so much more.
Chatty with Maddie.
That's right.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.